Welcome to Devotions for Worship, where we meditate on the appointed scripture readings for the upcoming Sunday. I'm Pastor Eric Tritton from Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Hudson, Ohio. Thank you for being with me today. During the Advent and Christmas seasons, we are taking a closer look at some of the hymns that we sing during this season for our Saturday devotion. Now, this might be a helpful devotional habit because the hymns that we sing are expressions of faith, and they often teach us important lessons. They actually express Christian doctrine in poetic and musical manners. They are, in a sense, God's word rearranged and set to music. It's good for us to listen closely to the music that we sing and to think deeply about the lyrics of the songs that we sing. There are beautiful and inspiring biblical messages contained in the hymns. The hymn that we're going to look at today is On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist's Cry. And you can listen to it through a link on the blog version of this. And I encourage you to do that. One of the things that I found out when I was researching this hymn is that a lot of people sing this to a different melody than what I grew up with. And so I encourage you to look that up on YouTube and check that out. In the Lutheran Service Book from Concordia Publishing House, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist's Cry, is hymn number 344. Now, this is one of my favorite hymns, and the melody that we use in the Lutheran Church, it kind of dances. It reminds me that John's appearance is a cause for joy. And joy is important. The hymn says, On Jordan's bank, the Baptist's cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Awake and hearken, for he brings glad tidings of the King of Kings. And so we rejoice as we sing. However, even as the hymn moves forward with messages like, then cleansed be every heart from sin, make straight the way for God within, and let us all our hearts prepare for Christ to come and enter there, clearly messages of repentance, we engage that repentance in the context of joy. We repent in joy. So often we think of repentance as like this dark task, this burdensome and even embarrassing action as we confess our sins. However, because Christ has come to set us free from sin and to give us a new life, repentance can be a task of joy as our hearts and our lives come in line with God's will for us. We acknowledge God's grace in verse 3. And as the hymn goes on, we hail Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, our refuge and our great reward. And we're then led to pray for Christ to return and for him to restore all things in the new creation as we sing for the sick to be healed and for Jesus to show us the glory of his face, till beauty springs in every place. This too is sung with joy as we trust that our salvation is secure in Christ. Finally, the hymn ends with a doxology, honoring God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who are all at work to bring salvation to us. We joyfully remember our Father, that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, they all work as one to bring salvation, to free us from sin and death. As we wrap up this devotion, let's use verses 3 and 4 for our prayer today. We hail thee as our Savior, Lord, our refuge and our great reward. Without thy grace we waste away like flowers that wither and decay. Lay on the sick thy healing hand and make the fallen strong to stand. Show us the glory of thy face till beauty springs in every place. Amen. Our memory verse this week is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. Here at the end of the week, I'm just going to run through it once and then you can repeat after me. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Ready? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Thank you so much for being with me today to use Devotions for Worship. I pray that our time together has blessed you and given you something to meditate on, some reminder of God's grace to rattle around in your brain for the rest of the day. Before I go, I want to remind you that Advent is a good time to practice that old devotional habit of giving of alms, where you can show God's love to the poor, the hurting, or just someone who needs help. Think about how you can give of yourself joyfully, prayerfully, and gratefully. And I pray that you will see someone's need and that you will be moved to help, even in some small way. And one more thing, if you got something out of this devotional time, would you like it on social media or tell somebody about it? It stands to reason that if this has blessed you, it will bless someone else. Thanks again, and God bless you.